From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The presidential campaign has been a one-man show this week. While Barack Obama vacationed in Hawaii, John McCain tried to stress his foreign policy credentials with frequent and strong words about the conflict between Russia and Georgia. As the week has continued, McCain has begun to face questions about whether he's using that crisis for political gain. NPR's David Greene has been traveling with the Republican candidate, and he sent this report.
You could tell what McCain wanted to talk about this week starting 9 a.m. Monday morning. His campaign put out an urgent call for reporters to come to a hotel conference room for a statement.
World history is often made in remote, obscure countries. It's being made in Georgia today. It's the responsibility of the leading nations of the world to ensure that history continues to be a record of humanity's progress toward respecting the values and security of free people.
A reporter yelled a question, and the McCain of the past would have jumped in with an answer, but not this time.
This is the total of my recommendations for right now.
And so it went throughout a tightly controlled week. McCain, who used to be known for veering off into whatever topic crossed his mind, stayed disciplined instead. It seemed like all Georgia, all the time, one theme each day, even if the setting didn't appear quite right. McCain had a rally in York, Pennsylvania. His Straight Talk Express bus wowed the audience by pulling onto the arena floor to drop the candidate
off.
Thank
you. Thank you all. Thank you.
McCain threw in some jokes.
You know, Harry Truman once said, if you want a friend in Washington, go out and buy a dog.
But he quickly told the crowd it was time to get serious.
I think it's appropriate for us to do so. As you know, over the past several days, we've seen that international aggression is tragically not a thing of the past. We thought we'd put a lot of that behind us at the end of the 20th century, but now we find it rearing its ugly head in the 21st. The small nation of Georgia has been subject to
Georgia
Russian
is a country he's familiar with, McCain said, everywhere he went. He said he's been there. He knows President Mikhail Saakashvili well. In fact, he told the crowd in Pennsylvania he had just been on the phone with him.
And he wanted me to say thank you to you, to give you his heartfelt thanks for the support of the American people for this tiny little democracy far away from the United States of America.
As McCain pounded his message home, questions started to pop up. McCain's top foreign policy advisor, Randy Shuneman, it turns out was a lobbyist working for the nation of Georgia until this year. He's one reason McCain's had that contact with the Georgians, including President Saakashvili, over the last several years. Shuneman briefed reporters on the plight of Georgia on McCain's campaign plane. We were even given maps showing red lines representing Russian military operations. At a news conference in Michigan Wednesday, McCain was asked about the origins of his interest in Georgia.
All I can say is I have a long record of experience and background and knowledge as vis-a-vis our relations with Russia. And so, although I was deeply disappointed at Russian behavior, I must say that this is one in a long series of actions taken by Prime Minister Putin that have been of deep and abiding concern to me for a long time.
McCain said he did not think the politics of the presidential race should intrude on America's response to the Russian invasion, but he quickly added that he hopes voters will judge how he and Barack Obama each responded to the situation in Georgia when they choose the next commander-in-chief. David Greene, NPR News, traveling with the McCain campaign.